KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our 24-hour low. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The weather forecast for today is calling for it to be sunny with a high of 73. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. In the news, authorities in western Iowa are searching for a man involved in a shooting and who is scheduled to be sentenced but is instead on the run. The Daily Nonpareil reports 27-year-old Luke Byrd failed to show up for his October 16th court date where he was to be sentenced in connection with an August 13th shooting in Council Bluffs. Byrd pled guilty on October 7th to charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon, going armed with intent, possession of a firearm, assault while participating in a felony, eluding police while participating in a felony, and operating a vehicle while barred. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant David Dawson said Byrd is known to be armed, on drugs, and a flight risk. Citizens should not approach Byrd and should call local authorities if he's spotted. There is a picture of the man under this same story at KJAN.com under the news tab. Dawson said that Byrd has been known to hang out in Omaha with his girlfriend. Officials say sun glare is being blamed for a non-injury accident Friday evening in Montgomery County. An SUV driven by 16-year-old Letha Renee Bennett of Red Oak and registered to Fly A Cattle Company was stopped at the intersection of K Avenue north of Highway 34. When the teen looked to the west, sun glare caused her not to see an eastbound pickup. And when the SUV pulled away from the stop sign, it was hit by the pickup driven by 41-year-old Robert Allen Childs of Red Oak. Officials say Childs had tried to avoid the collision by swerving to the right, but the right front bumper of the truck hit the SUV on the driver's rear door. Following the collision, the pickup entered the southeast ditch off the intersection. Damage from the accident amounted to $6,200. Bennett was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Friday evening on two active warrants. 32-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson was arrested at a residence on Grime Street in Red Oak for warrants charging him with violation of a no trespass order and no contact order. Nelson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $600 bond. The Red Oak Police Department made three arrests Friday afternoon. 58-year-old William Wayne Elliott of Red Oak was charged with violation of a protective order. 56-year-old Charles James Netherton, also of Red Oak, was arrested for aggravated assault and held on $2,000 bond. 50-year-old Candace Suzanne Johnson of Red Oak was charged with third-degree harassment and was being held on a $300 bond. A traffic stop in Red Oak Friday morning resulted in two people being arrested on drug charges. Authorities say officers stopped a vehicle in the 600 block of West Coolbaugh Street at around 8:25 a.m. and upon further investigation, charged the driver, 26-year-old Samuel Joseph Kier of Red Oak, with possession of a controlled substance marijuana second offense. He was also warned for failure to obey a stop sign. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Gillian Ray James Bourne of Red Oak, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third offense. Bourne was also issued a warning for possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Kier was being held Friday on $1,000 cash bond, and Bourne's bond was set at $2,000. A man from central Iowa was arrested Friday morning on a theft charge in Red Oak. Police say 19-year-old Ryan James Corder of Gilbert was taken into custody at around 9:25 a.m. on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Gilbert was arrested at the Shelby County Jail. His bond was set at $300. Police in Lenox have arrested a man for writing bad checks. 36-year-old Jeremy Harris of Lenox was arrested at around 9:40 a.m. Friday on a warrant for theft in the fourth degree. The warrant was issued following an investigation into several hundred dollars worth of bad checks written to Lenox area businesses. Harris was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was being held on a $1,000 cash-only bond. Elsewhere in the news, Democrats and Republicans in Cass County will have a chance to meet with candidates for office or party representatives. This morning, Republican Representative Jack Drake of Griswold and Tom Shipley, state Senate candidate for District 11 from Nottoway, will hold a meet-and-greet with voters at 9 a.m. at the Heritage House here in Atlantic. Shipley is running against fellow Republican Art Hill of Council Bluffs for the state Senate's 11th District that covers all of Adams and Union counties, a good portion of Cass County, and most of Pottawatomie County. The men are competing for the seat being left vacant by Hubert Hauser, who is not running for re-election. Drake is running for re-election in House District 21, which encompasses parts of Cass and Pottawatomie counties, as well as all of Adams and Union counties. On Monday, Troy Price, the executive director of the Iowa Democratic Party, will be at the Cass County Democratic Party headquarters at 511 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic beginning at 9 a.m. Price will meet with local Democrats and Democratic volunteers and talk about the current election. Both of those events are open to the public and refreshments will be served. Frontier Airlines is saying goodbye to a Sioux City airport, ending a four-month stint serving the community. The Sioux City Journal reports the flights began with much fanfare and were popular, but the airline says it's focused on faster-growing markets such as Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky International Airport. In August, the airline announced that it was stopping its nonstop flights from Sioux Gateway Airport to Denver International. The last flight from the Sioux City Airport was on Friday. Frontier flights traveled three times each week between the two cities. American Airlines is now the only other carrier at Sioux Gateway Airport. The airport's director says Frontier's lease in the terminal ends next month. He says crews from the airline will soon remove computer systems and ground equipment. Taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN, Betty Lane, age 86 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Lane will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92 of Manning, died October 4th at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Harold Hal Simonton, age 88 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Hal Simonton will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Beamer, age 82 of Atlantic, died Wednesday as the result of an automobile accident. A massive Christian burial service for Kenneth Beamer will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Auchinbury Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Bertha Johnson, age 100 of Halber, died Friday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Bertha Johnson will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Augustine Church in Halber. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. And Margaret Elizabeth Wagaman, age 97 of Defiance, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Wagaman will be Monday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.